weeping for Hussein. In the name of God, welcome to the program. As you know, mourning ceremony is held for alleviating the sufferings of the bereaved family and relatives. But people attending the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein not only condole with each other, but they try to keep alive the epic of Ashura and learn the messages of Imam Hussein's move. As the month of Muharram arrives, the hearts of the free-spirited all over the world is absorbed by the magnet of Imam Hussein, and their eyes are welled with tears out of the memories of Ashura. Despite the lapse of nearly 14 centuries from the day of Ashura, Muslims across the world converge to hold and glorify the unmatched incidents that befell on the muster of martyrs, his companions, his family, and his relatives. The mourning ceremonies for Imam Hussein are the most popular events throughout the world. Although the mourners of Imam Hussein weep and are deeply sad, these tears and recounting of the events of Muharram and Ashura leave great spiritual impact on them. The grief that is seen on the faces of mourners is different from ordinary ones, as it is the source of motivation and movement. This grief doesn't cause depression and frustration, but it brings about an inward serenity and vividness. That's why those who have experienced the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet will never be bored and tired of such ceremonies. This is the proof of the Prophet's remarks when he said, "Indeed, for the martyrdom of Hussein, there is a heat in the hearts of the faithful that will never cool down." Zeal, love, and affection are the most important support for Imam Hussein's mourning ceremonies, but they are not limited to this emotional aspect and are rooted in wisdom and religious cognizance. The mourning gatherings provide a good opportunity for making people acquainted with the personality and uprising of Imam Hussein and religious teachings, for Imam Hussein, peace upon him, sacrificed his life for the sake of promoting religious teachings and divine rules. The mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein have been the place of promoting religion and the engine for revival of Islam. On one hand, the participants of these ceremonies become familiar with the lofty virtues of Hussein and his companions as perfect humans who manifested divine traits such as steadfastness, valor, self-sacrifice, and so on, in the best manner. On the other hand, they get acquainted with Yazid and his hordes as the enemies of Imam Hussein. This makes people loathe these despicable people. Thus, mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, lead to two of the basic beliefs of the faithful, namely Tawalli and Tabarri, which mean love of the Prophet's progeny and hatred towards their enemies, respectively. Every Muslim is duty-bound to love the divine leaders and righteous people, just as he is duty-bound to disgust the lot of falsehood and the enemies of God, the Prophet, and his progeny. That's why when the mourners recite ziyara, or standard form of salutation to Imam Hussein, peace upon him, they say, "Indeed, I am at peace with those who are at peace with you, and combat with those who combat with you, and love those who love you, and I am enemy of those who are your enemy." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "Love of Hussein is the love of God, and enmity with him is enmity with God." Dear listeners, the tears shed for Hussein stem from the belief in lofty human traits and the effort for attaining such traits. Basically, the loss of virtuous and great people is always harrowing, but if these people are lost through oppression, brutality, and heinous crimes on the side of the murderers, the grief will be heavier, manifold. Then if the perpetrators have cruelly harassed the survivors of the martyrs, this would aggravate the sorrow to the extent that no tragedy in history has surpassed the tragedy of Ashura. The innocence of Hussein and his companions is so obvious that the emotions of even non-Muslims are aroused at hearing the oppressions done against them. The love of Imam Hussein, his family and his companions is so deep in the hearts of some believers that they shed tears just at hearing his name. The love of Hussein is a divine gift. Weeping for Imam Hussein has social and political effects too. Tears that are shed for Hussein, his family and his companions are completely out of consciousness, and they are shed in remembrance of a great man who sacrificed whatever he had to hoist the flag of religion and execute justice. He sacrificed even his six-month-old son Ali Asghar. The mourning person, through weeping for Hussein, expresses loyalty with and allegiance to the leader of the free-spirited in the world. Dear listeners, the Iranian youth Mohsen Hojaji, who was martyred by Daesh terrorists in Syria, is a manifest example of mourners of Imam Hussein, peace upon him. He proved his loyalty in practice. Therefore, weeping in the culture of Ashura is a factor for preservation of Imam Hussein's uprising and conveying his message to other human communities. Weeping is a sharp weapon against oppressors and a tool to safeguard the blood of martyrs. We conclude this program with the remarks of Imam Khomeini. Weeping at the mourning of Imam Hussein and keeping alive the uprising means a small community stands against a great empire. They are scared of this weeping, for this is weeping for the oppressed. It is the cry against the oppressor.